Welcome to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and I am the host of the show. And we're today we are at the head offices of MTP Software, the leader in sports CRM solutions in the United States. And I want to thank our hosts for hosting us here in their conference room. Our next guest is Kevin McNamara, Vice President Business Development for Right Design. And, you know, I have a little bit of a history with Right Design. Just goes back to one of the, I think, original principles of the firm. But welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. It's really good to be here, Jeff. Appreciate you inviting me.
Well, you know, I was going through your website a couple of weeks ago, and it really is quite impressive. You don't get a lot of packaged goods companies, design companies in Massachusetts with the background that you guys have. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the firm, what it does, and its history?
Sure, I'd be happy to. One of the things I couldn't wait to say is that for anyone listening out there, I have a great face for radio.
Yeah, agreed.
That was quick.
Wasn't hard.
Anyway, yes, I work for Right Design. We're up in Acton, Massachusetts. I like to think of us as a marketing firm with an expertise in communication design, graphic design. Our wheelhouse, our specialty, if you will, is packaging, consumer packaging. My personal side of things is that I cut my teeth at a big advertising agency in New York and was lucky enough to come up to Boston, work for another good size agency. But I've always loved the packaged goods business, and that was my my focus in both New York and when I came up here. So I have a bit of a tapestry, if you will, of a background. Worked both sides, agency and brand side. But as I said, I love the packaged goods business. I love being in it. And the packaging design side is a very interesting end of it.
So let's be clear. You know, in my background, I was always taught that the best marketers were in brand management. You know, packaged goods. I'm going through some of your materials. I see a lot of design on, and design is not just a creative process. For our listeners out there who are entrepreneurs who aren't necessarily trained in marketing, can we go a little bit into that?
Sure.
And the whole scientific discipline around package design?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, yeah, I think what you're referring to is some of the more classical marketing that you'll hear referred to comes out of the consumer packaged goods side, where many things are involved in managing a piece of consumer business, you know, pretty much from the time the product is, you know, on a tree, or you know, out in the natural world, to what it goes through to become, you know, a product that we buy on shelf. But the truth of the matter is, everything's based on a strategy. We don't have an off the rack approach to our designs. We would take what makes you different. We would, if we have to, pull it out of you, but develop what we call a blueprint or a brand positioning, which is a statement that is proven to help us draw out and put forth what makes you and your brand unique in its category versus its competition, and hopefully helps us develop a good creative approach that helps your product stand out where it matters, on shelf and in store.
Can you give us some examples of some of your favorite products that the firm's worked on and some of the little stories behind them?
Yeah, that's if I may digress for 1 minute, the brand positioning formula that I mentioned, it's not overwhelming. It's something that is often one or two pages. But it really is all about what makes you unique, what's different, why is it relevant, is it believable, and does it perform to the you know, to the ability or to the way that you're claiming. But anyway, some of my favorites, you know, we interestingly enough, we have found a wonderful ongoing business with Market Basket. Everything from the time we helped develop their logo, which they obviously use and you see on the trucks and you see in a lot of the products, but we do a lot of work for them on their private label products. And private label is truly a unique area that a lot of companies like a Market Basket and virtually everyone in the grocery business is doing more with. But we have recently brought forth some new pizza products. We're working on some pancake and breakfast items for Market Basket. We are happy to say that we've had a lot of success with them in in bringing forward virtually all kinds of categories in private label. Favorites, again, back to that. We have we did a product and a project for Osram Sylvania, which is now Lead Vance. And they have a very unique LED product, and the world is moving to that. But they had a story to tell about being able to adjust the lighting temperature, the lighting level. But it wasn't clear on the package how that's done. So we were able to come up with a an exciting way to show the consumer this was a unique product. It was worth the amount that we were looking at for a price point, and would serve you and give you what you were looking for in LED lighting today.
Good. Have you seen the industry change a lot over the last, let's say, 5 years? And do you see a lot of changes in terms of how the business packaged goods design business works?
Yeah, it's interesting. Great question. One of the things it's a little frustrating is that technology has advanced to the point where we run into a lot of folks who are armchair designers. Today, with a little bit of training and the right technology, you can put together some very interesting things. And there's some, some apps and things out there that can help you do that. So we're finding we're running up against, a client who would normally work with us. I have a niece who just graduated and she's got a degree and I've given her a computer and we're going to see how she can do in this area. It's one side of it. But many, many companies that are doing well, some of these online companies today in particular, they have these huge in-house design departments. And, we'd love to either join up with them or be their go-to design folks. But what's happening is, firms that that do believe in what we believe in are realizing it in two ways. One, in almost an amateurish way, but in another way, really devoting some time and attention and money to it.
Interesting. If someone wants to learn more about Right Design, how would they find it?
Thanks for asking. Again, we are in Acton, Massachusetts, and we are at 898 Main Street, right there on Route 27. We do have our phone number is 978-635-9997. Our website is www.rightds, D as in David, S as in Stephen.com, short for design. I'm Kevin McNamara, and my email is kmcnamara, all one word, at rightds.com.
Kevin, I want to thank you for coming on the show today. If you send us some pictures of some products, we'll put it on our website and post it with some other things. And we appreciate you being on. I want to thank also Chris Gerald, Alex Cooper, our producers and executive producer of the show. Again, my name is Jeffrey Davis, and I can be found at Mage LLC. That's my management consulting firm, at the letter J, Davis at mageusa.com. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages on Radio Entrepreneurs.